So we're going to talk about addictive foods. And what foods are you addicted to? 312-981-7200. A really interesting story here with a headline that reads, researchers reveal the most addictive foods. There are foods you cannot seem to stop eating no matter how hard you try, be they ice cream, chocolate, or cheese. And we want to talk about foods that if you, you know, like put it right in front of you, you're going to devour it. Like you could eat it all night long. It's just don't put this kind of food in front of me because that's it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to be here for an hour and a half just jamming it in my face. So 312-981-7200 for talk and text about that. Recent research completed by a school of medicine in Mount Sinai has confirmed what you thought. Some highly processed foods, including fast food, chocolate, ice cream, cakes, and biscuits, have post-consumption effects similar to those of drugs. Therefore, researchers hypothesized that they could also be linked to addictive eating behaviors. It was thought that foods that contain concentrated amounts of stimulants, like sugars and fats, and had quick absorption rates in the body, would create pronounced physiological and addictive experiences. Two studies investigated which foods were rated most by participants. Participants then applied these highly and lowly rated foods to the Yale Food Addiction Scale. Didn't even know that existed.
Now you do.
They described their food-related experiences using statements such as, "I eat to the point where I feel physically ill," quote-unquote. This allowed researchers to identify links between particular types of food and associated addictive food behaviors. Foods were then rated from most to least problematic when it came to their addictive tendencies. As expected, the most highly processed foods rated the most highly for addictive properties, while the more nutrient-dense, low-calorie options such as salad, vegetables, and whole grains were ranked least addictive. The findings support the consumption of plain, unprocessed foods, which control feeding behavior long-term. And here are some of the most and least addictive types of food. The most addictive, here they are. First on the list is pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. Rich in processed carbs, fat, and salt, the mix of flavor, processed starches used to make the base and fatty ingredients give the brain stimulation overload. If you love pizza, control your intake by choosing thin, baked bases with minimal toppings.
That's boring.
Well, yeah, I guess. I'm a thin crust guy. The deep dish stuff just doesn't do it for me. I know that's sacrilegious to say because
yeah.
I was born and raised in Chicago, but you don't eat pizza with silverware. You just don't. That's just, there should be a law.
Okay.
You don't.
I'll take it.
But thin crust pizza, you know, I mean, Chicago's known for thin crust pizza, too. It's just that everybody, you know, when people think pizza in Chicago, they think the deep dish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But thin crust pizza cut in squares as God intended, not pie, but cut
in
squares.
Do you like Aurelio's?
Do I like what?
Aurelio's?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
My favorite pizza in the city, though, is John's Pizzeria on Western.
Okay. I haven't had it. I'll have to try it now.
It's the best. It is the best thin crust that you can get. It's like 2000 North on Western.
Okay.
It's like near Armitage, near Armitage and Western. John's Pizzeria, it's the best thin crust in the city. And
you just gave them a free commercial.
Well, I mean, it's just a fantastic.
It's good.
It's
great, you know,
pizza.
They deserve it.
Great pizza.
Yeah.
Next on the list is chocolate. See, that's not, to me, that doesn't work for me. I mentioned earlier, you know, like the salty stuff is the stuff that I'm more addicted to. We're not talking about 85% cocoa chocolate here, but the sickly sweet milk variety many of us can't stop eating once we open a block. The addiction of extra confectionery
will
make it worse. What do you got there?
Mini eggs. Cadbury mini eggs. Mm. Milk chocolate with a crisp sugar shell.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my things, and I actually brought it tonight. I didn't eat this whole bag tonight. I brought it to my other job, and I was giving them to people because these make a monkey out of me, and it's precisely what you're talking about, where I finish whatever is in front of me. If these are there, and my kids are the same exact way. I buy these around Easter time, and they just eat them as meals.
Now, they're not like the cream egg.
No, they're just, you know what? They're like M&M's, but the shell is matte instead of shiny, instead of glossy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had more, and I wish I hadn't eaten them all. I could give you some to try.
It says, if chocolate is your vice, stick to small serving sizes, and the darker the better. And see, that's the weird thing. I vastly prefer dark chocolate over milk chocolate.
I like dark chocolate with certain, like I like dark chocolate with white chocolate or dark chocolate with something vanilla.
Yeah.
Kind of to balance it out, to balance the bitter. Yeah, I like the
bitter chocolate more than the sweet stuff. Dan, you know, you talk about what's the tortilla chips? Is it?
Yeah, tortilla chips.
That's the thing that if someone puts that in front of you,
right?
I thought you were saying you had them with chocolate.
Oh no, no. My wife is not allowed to bring them into the house because I will just, you know, I will get home at 6 a.m. I do a weird thing where I have my breakfast and lunch together, so I will have a sandwich and a bowl of cereal. And if there is a bag of tortilla chips in the house, I will eat the bag, you know, three quarters in one morning. And
hey, it's corn. You're eating vegetables.
Yes, yes. We'll go with that.
That's the way you look at it. Yeah, that's the way you got to look at it.
I mean, you know, and we try to do the Trader Joe's guilt-free, which are 40% off, and, you know, same thing. You know, I'll plow through those.
And now, is there, I mean, you know, do you do salsa or cheese with
there,
them?
There are days that I'll have salsa with it, but primarily it's just straight.
It's just the chips.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Next on the list is potato chips, another carb and fat overload packed with appealing flavors, which may explain why an entire bag disappears in no time. Again, purchase smaller packets if you must indulge. And plain is much better than the flavored options.
The flavored options are the best.
Yeah, there's so many of them, too. There's a ridiculous
some
amount.
Really good flavors these days.
Yeah. Cookies is next on the list. The mix of white flour, sugar, and fat gives the brain a stimulation overload. Make your own with natural ingredients if you enjoy a cookie or biscuit every now and again.
That's on my short list. It's the double stuffs, the Oreos double stuffs. I usually eat those till I get sick.
Yeah. I like the, you know, I'm not a big, like I said, I'm not a big sweets guy.
Yeah.
But for the double stuff, to me, there's just, that's too much stuff. I think the regular Oreo has the right amount of stuff.
There's a mega stuff now that has even more stuff. That one, to me, is too much stuff. The regular Oreos, if you put those in front of me, I won't even eat them. I have to have double stuffs or I won't eat Oreos.
Wow. Right.
That's just the perfect combination for me. So I don't buy them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And then when I eat Oreos, which is very rare, like I said, I'm not a big sweet tooth guy.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I ate more sweets than I do now. But I did not twist them open and eat the cream first like a lot of people do. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I like it all together.
Yeah. The next on the list is most addictive is ice cream. With so many flavors to choose from, and with confectionery, syrups, nuts, and chocolate often added, it's no surprise that we cannot stop at a single scoop. Seek out lower-calorie sorbets or gelato in a single scoop when the lure of ice cream calls.
The problem with ice cream is it comes in those small containers that look like a single serving, but if you look at the nutritional information on the container, there's maybe like three or four servings in there, and they each have like 480 calories.
Oh, yeah.
So if you eat the whole thing, you're eating, you know, 1,500, like a day's worth of calories in one container of ice cream.
Yeah, it's very misleading. No question about it.
For sure.
The least addictive on the lists here, cucumbers. Mostly water, adding a cucumber a day to your diet will help reduce bloating and boost your fiber and potassium intake with very few calories.
And make you burp a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't like cucumbers just because of that. I don't like to burp that taste, you know, for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And they say that if you take out all the seeds, it won't happen, but it still happens for me. So I just don't eat them.
Mm. Yeah, I enjoy cucumbers. I'm fine with them.
And pickles.
Well, pickles, it's a whole different story.
That's cucumbers.
Yeah, I know, but pickles, you know, but that's where...
Do you like the bread and butter pickles? Have you had
those? I do. I'm not... I like the dill better.
That's right. You're not into the sweets. I see why you would like the dill better.
Yeah, I like the dill better. Next on the list is carrots, another nutrient-rich salad vegetable that will boost your beta-carotene and fiber intake with minimal calories.
Okay.
Beans are next. Legumes... are a protein and nutrient-rich option that can benefit all of us, not just vegetarians. Add to salads, mince dishes, and soups to boost your nutrition. Next is on the list, at least addictive, is apples. If you need a sweet hit, look no further than this humble apple, which can serve as a perfect sugar hit for mid-afternoons, especially if you've enjoyed a little cheese or a nut spread. And then finally, on the least addictive list, it's good for you, brown rice. While relatively high in carbs for active peeps, a little carb with your lunch or dinner may even help to prevent sugar cravings later in the evening. So that's the list.
Okay.
And so 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What foods are you addicted to? What do you could you just devour if somebody puts it in front of you? Good morning, everybody. It's a Thursday morning, a snowy morning, especially near the lake. There is a lake effect snow advisory until noon, so be careful out there on the roads. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Phone number is 312-981-7200. You can send your texts to 312-981-7200 as well. We are talking about food that you're addicted to. I also have the 10 most iconic junk foods. And I know that if Orion is listening right now, he's getting mad because he always says that there is no such thing as junk food. Because there is no food that is junk. And but I'm just reading from time.com.
I like that. There's no such thing as junk
food. Oh, you've never heard Orion say that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whenever anybody says the term junk food, he goes, no, there's no such thing.
That's awesome.
Well, it's Orion. Of course, it's awesome. Everything,
his name sounds like Oreo. I like him already. No, I'm just kidding.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is awesome. And he's back. Is he going to be here or is he going to be on?
I believe he is.
He's going to be
back
in studio
today. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
It'll be nice to see Orion. He just came back from the Orient.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Maybe he ate some Oreos while he was in the Orient.
We could write a song.
So, yeah. So anyway, we're talking about food that you're addicted to. What are the foods that, like, if somebody puts it in front of you, you're going to devour it? Like a bag of chips, a specific kind of bag of chips. And I mentioned earlier that I really, really love the jalapeno crunchers, potato chips, especially with French onion dip. Like, I could eat that for, like...
I'm going to try that.
Oh,
that sounds really good.
So
have you ever had buffalo chicken dip? Or it's called Hooters dip sometimes.
Yes, I've had it. Yes.
That's pretty addictive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. But yeah. So let's see. 815 area code says, and you can send us texts anytime you want. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. I could eat chicken wings and nachos every day.
Chicken wings. That's buffalo chicken.
Yeah. I like chicken wings.
You know what? That little bit of spicy, if you keep eating, it doesn't get you. And so you just keep eating, and then when you stop, you're like, okay, that was spicy.
I was watching, Dan, have you noticed now that Adam Richman doesn't do what he used to do?
I wondered if that was like an insurance thing. Like the people who run, what is that, Travel Channel or Food Network?
It's Travel Channel.
Travel
yeah.
Channel. Or like, dude. You're going to have a heart attack, and your kin is going to sue us.
I'm sure something happened because, right. Like, you know, he did it for three seasons, Man vs. Food. And I love that show, and I like Adam Richman a lot. But I noticed, because I watched that show, I used to watch it all the time, and I noticed about halfway through season two, I'm like, man, he's put on some pounds, man. He really has. I mean, his job essentially was to stuff his face. I mean, to like eat a bunch of stuff. And but I'll never forget the challenge that he had where they, you know, because I don't like, I'm not a hot guy. I don't like my food really spicy or really, really hot. So like when I get wings, I usually get like the mild or the medium at the most because I can't do the hot stuff. I just can't. But he's had a few challenges where he's, you know, it's like, oh, these are the hottest wings in the world. And I remember one of them. The guys in the back preparing them were wearing surgical gloves.
Ooh.
Because they couldn't even touch the sauce. They couldn't even touch the wings. And they were wearing gas masks. Like they had they have surgical masks on.
So
and he's back there while they're preparing them. And, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, you got to be out of your mind. You got to be completely nuts to even attempt this. But he did the best he could. And it was painful to watch because his eyes were watering, it was sweat pouring off of him, it was just like really, it was just really painful to watch. He didn't finish the challenge. I think his record is pretty good though for finishing challenges, you know. But he didn't finish the challenge, and I remember like they immediately was like, "No, I can't do it." And what part of the challenge when they do the extra fiery hot wing challenges is that not only do you have to eat it, do you have to eat them, but then you have to do 5 minutes afterwards without wiping your hands or without wiping your face.
Ooh.
You know, and I think they revisited that one, or they had a similar one in Harlem because he had the Harlem Globetrotters. Because when they switched it to Man versus Food Nation and other
right.
people did it.
Other people were doing it.
The Globetrotters had to do that. So here are these three guys who are like 7'5". And in their jerseys, and they are just covered in slop.
Yeah, and they have to sit there for five. They call it the slow burn.
Oh no!
And they have to sit there for like 5 minutes. While and it just multiplies the burning feeling multiplies.
You could mace that guy, and he wouldn't go down.
No, no. I mean, that's equal to mace. You know,
it is.
So I remember that when he was done, he failed this ultra hot thing. He ran in the back. He started guzzling milk, okay, which is what you're supposed to drink when you've got the really hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He started guzzling milk. It was pouring down his face. He said he could barely feel anything on his face because his lips were numb and his, you know, and all this other stuff. And he ran into the back and stuck his face in the ice machine.
Whoa. That's awesome.
I remember specifically that it's like Adam Richmond stuck his face in the ice machine in the kitchen in the back of the restaurant. So, all right, we got a break here. What foods are you addicted to? What foods can you just demolish? We got a bunch of texts coming in at 312-981-7200. Use that same number to call us as well. Break next is the news. Yeah, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Snowy, snowy stuff happening outside. Michigan Avenue, they need some plowing on Michigan Avenue. Lake effect stuff is happening. The lake effect snow advisory is until noon, so be careful out there. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can also send your text to the same number, 312-981-7200. We're talking about food that you're addicted to, the most addictive foods. Most of them are processed, and most of them, you know, are salty and filled with fat and all kinds of stuff. But that's what we're talking about. What can you sit down in one sitting and just eat like a lunatic? I was just telling Dan off the air, one of my weaknesses is whenever I've been very, very lucky to have gone to many Hawks games and been able to sit in boxes and be able to sit in suites. I've been very privileged to do that a lot, and so I don't know if you've ever been in a suite at the UC, but at some point they bring
all the time.
They bring the dessert. They bring the dessert cart out, and it's loaded with all kinds of cakes and stuff and sweets and stuff like that. But my go to every time the dessert cart shows up at whatever box I'm in at a Hawks game is I get a couple of shots of Bailey's, which they serve in a chocolate shot glass.
Ooh, awesome.
And then this is my weakness, the bag of Garrett's popcorn, the Chicago mix, which is the caramel corn and the cheese popcorn, the cheddar popcorn.
There's not regular mixed in there, too?
No, it's just those
two.
It's
just caramel and cheese.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, God.
There was a funny bit on Modern Family, actually. The family lives in L.A., but one of the characters had a layover at O'Hare, and she was communicating with her brother-in-law, and he would not speak to her until she purchased Garrett's popcorn from the kiosk.
You're kidding. On Modern Family?
On Modern Family.
Oh, that's cool, man. Nice shot. Is there anybody from Chicago on the staff or the writers?
It was a plot excuse. She was, had a fight with her daughter, but had a presentation in Chicago, so she was trying to reach her daughter.
Did they specifically mention what I'm talking about?
I think he does refer to it as, he wants, the Chicago.
Chicago mix.
He specifically mentioned Garrett's. I don't know if he mentioned Chicago, because she starts eating it at one point, and his face is kind of a, stress mechanism / screw you, and it looked like it was just the cheese.
What's character?
Claire.
Oh, Claire. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Nice little shout out there from Modern Family.
Score one for Chicago.
Yeah. Garrett's, man. There's a reason why there's lines. You walking down Michigan Avenue. Is that one on Michigan Avenue still open, or did they close it? Because I know there's one on south, on the other side, south of the bridge here.
Yeah, I don't know. There's one on Randolph for sure.
There's one on Randolph.
You get within two blocks, and you smell it.
You can smell it.
And you have to get in line.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Here's Barb on WGN. We're talking about food that you're addicted to. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Nikki. How you doing?
All right. What's up?
I have a couple. I love tomatoes, avocados, asparagus, bacon, hummus, salsa, serrano chilies, and my most favorite in the whole world, cheddar cheese. I die for that.
Mix it all together and you have an awesome salad.
Here's the thing though. Everything except for the bacon is not bad for you.
Yeah, right. She's healthy.
No, but when I have salsa and hummus, I pick out cheese
Hummus is great, and it's good for you. There's a lot of beneficial nutrients to hummus, and it's really, really good. Dan, have you seen the Jeffrey Tambor commercials?
For the
hummus,
those are pretty good.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. All right, yeah, I love the cheddar cheese Barb.
I just one more thing. I love Jan Bosworth. She is really terrific. I love her stories about Nicolas Cage, my cat and I. We almost fall off the bed laughing.
There you go.
She is really, I really enjoy her.
Jen is great. Jen Bosworth is great. And she, you know, she's been doing some filling. She filled in for me just this past Monday morning.
Yeah, I was listening to her, and I was waiting for her to talk about Nicolas Cage because that makes us laugh so much.
Yeah, well.
And my cat loves you and Danny, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
You two are the best.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you are the best.
Thank you, Barb.
I only listen to you two.
Okay, we appreciate that. Have a good morning, okay?
You too. Bye. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, sweet. I love the fact that her cat laughs at us.
You carry cat treats in your pocket or something.
Must be. Well, I am a cat person.
Meow.
That's I am a cat person. If I had to choose, John says I'm addicted to sweets and chips, pizza, fries, burgers, and hot dogs. Good Lord, John, kind of covers everything. He said I am also a pickle addict. You know who else is a pickle addict?
Who?
Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh. All right.
When he was on, he was on with Oprah. I want to say maybe 8 years ago when he was doing the stretch of the bad, you know, the bad rom-coms when he was before he became like, you know, the most, you know, acclaimed actor on the planet.
Yeah, right.
When he was doing the bad sort of, you know, Kate Hudson movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He made an appearance where Oprah went out to his house and he was giving her a tour of the house. And he opened up the fridge, and there were like 50 jars of pickles.
Wow.
And he was like pulling out all the different types of pickles that he likes. He's like, man, I love pickles, man. But so I'm assuming like he's like, hey, man, I'm going to get high, and I'm going to eat about 500 pickles. let's see. 847, here you go, Laura. 847 area code says, double stuff Oreos are my downfall.
Yep.
Billy Bill. I like Billy Bill. I like the fact that his name is Billy Bill. Whenever I get a text from Billy Bill, it makes me smile. Do we know where Billy Bill is from, Dan?
Billy Bill.
I'll see if we can investigate the origins of Billy Bill.
It says, I could eat Ben and Jerry's fish food 2 pints at a time.
Ooh.
Also, Doritos, Jay's Chips, King-Size Kit Kat, Pickles, and Taco Bell.
Dan, do you like Doritos?
Not as much as other.
Just plain food. Corn chips. You like just the
plain
ones?
Yeah, just the plain tortilla chips. Fritos are ones I remember eating an entire bag when I'm
Fritos?
Yeah.
I like the scoops.
My aunt was babysitting me and I ate an entire bag of Fritos.
Yeah, Fritos. That's what dog paws smell like.
That's
what?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to stop eating them now.
Do you have a dog?
I have a dog.
Smell his paws.
Okay.
They smell like Fritos.
Okay.
Yep.
By the way, Billy Bill is from Albany Park.
Oh, my old stomping grounds in Albany Park.
And another Texas tells us the director of Modern Family, Gail Mancuso, is from Chicago.
Oh, okay. That's makes sense. Surely why that reference to Garrett's is in there. 815 area code says, I love dark chocolate and dark coffee. I used to, you know, I gave up caffeine. God, how long has it been now? 13 years, I want to say.
Wow.
Is it 13?
You stay up all night without any caffeine?
No caffeine. I haven't had caffeine. I gave up caffeine and nicotine on the same day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was not pleasant to be around.
You lived through it.
Not pleasant to be around.
Yeah.
Michael says, Nick, try endangered species chocolate from Indianapolis. Hmm. That's a weird name for chocolate, isn't it?
Scares me a little bit.
Also try kitchen-cooked potato chips from Farmington, Illinois. Both deliver. Okay.
Okay.
Here's David on WGN. Hi, David.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm addicted to peanut M&M's.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Peanut M&M's are good. Did you ever have did you ever have the pretzel M&M's?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man.
And the crisp ones, are pretty good, but I like the peanut M&M's a lot more.
Peanut M&M's kick ass. There's no question about it, man. they're great. All right, David, thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
Hi, man. Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. It's a Thursday morning, a snowy Thursday morning, especially if you're near the lake. Be careful out there while you're driving. The roads are pretty snow-covered right now. I'm looking at Michigan Avenue, and there's a lot of snow on Michigan Avenue.
This report just in from Orion Samuelson. Worst driving conditions he's experienced this entire winter coming in.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks.
Be careful.
Good to know.
All right, Orion, be careful out there, buddy. We'll see you in a little bit. All right, the phone number is 312-981-7200. You can also send your text there. We're talking about food that you're addicted to. You can sit down and in one sitting just demolish a bunch of it. We were actually talking about a scientific study that they did talked about the most addictive and the least addictive foods. 312-981-7200. Here's Matt on WGN. Hi, Matt.
Hi, what's going on?
Hey.
I just wanted to say I take a whole package of Chips Ahoy cookies. I throw them in a cup. And I put milk in them. Then I drink the milk, and then I eat all the cookies with a spoon.
That's a process right there.
It's breakfast.
Yes. Wow. It's called the cookies. It's called the cookie shake. They're Chips Ahoy. So
yeah.
And I don't go one row, two row. I just eat the whole package in one cup.
The whole package in one big cup, and there you go.
It's a big cup.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, obviously. All right, Matt. Take care, buddy.
Okay.
See you later. All right. Chips Ahoy, bunch of milk.
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah. Big Jack says, I'm in the same boat with Dan. If there's a bag of tortilla chips in the house, I'll find them, and they're gone. 847 area code sends a text to 312-981-7200. It says, my version of double stuffed is putting two regular Oreos together and stuffing them into a glass of milk. We got some people who like to stuff their cookies into glasses of milk.
Yeah.
Dwayne says eggnog. You can only do that one time. Do they sell eggnog year round?
I don't think so.
Because I remember when I was working at the Jewels years ago, we only sold it during the holiday season. But I don't know if you can get eggnog year round.
And now they make eggnog creamer that they sell a little more of the year, but it still seems to be seasonal. Maybe they start selling that in October.
Well, once late September hits, everything is pumpkin flavored.
Yeah.
For like 4 months. Let's see. Dwayne also says Swiss cheese and pizza rolls will not last in my house.
But not in the same mouthful, I hope.
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. That sounds gross.
Tom says French fries are his weakness. 708 area code says Girl Scout cookies. Or those peanut butter cookies with the Hershey's Kiss in the center.
The homemade ones.
Yeah, where you stick the...
Yeah, you shove a kiss in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder which Girl Scout cookie he's referring to.
Thin Mints, of course.
The Thin Mints are awesome.
Yeah.
What are the peanut butter ones called, Dan? Do you know what the peanut butter Girl Scout cookies are called?
Tagalongs? I don't know. Samoans?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's Tagalongs. Let's see. 708 area code says, hey, Nick, I just ate a whole bag of jalapeno crunchers while out plowing snow. Look at that.
Ooh. You inspired someone.
Yeah. You got to eat something when you're out plowing snow.
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah, they're busy. They're busy this morning, too. 951 area code says, my food addiction is Kreider's Chicago Mix popcorn. Seriously, I have trouble controlling my intake of the stuff. Costco sells 22-ounce bags, and I eat the entire bag in one sitting, easy. I've never tried that, but
wow.
The Chicago Mix popcorn from Garrett's is spectacular, as we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. It's the original.
So good. 309 area code says, my biggest food addiction, one that I've tried to quit many times, is soda, specifically cola or Dr. Pepper. Honestly, as a former hard drug user...
Thanks for sharing.
I found the body's reaction to be similar. I literally can feel the extra dopamine being released after the first swig.
Wow.
Okay. I will say this, as a person who is who gave up caffeine... I miss Dr. Pepper. I do. I used to drink Dr. Pepper all the time. I miss
does
it.
Does Dr. Pepper really have that much caffeine in it?
It has caffeine in it, and I don't want any.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, every once in a while I'll eat some chocolate, and I know there's caffeine in chocolate, but that's about as far as it goes.
Uh-huh.
Marla says, White Castle onion rings. Oh, yeah, those are good.
You know, you think about it. Do you ever like buy French fries or onion rings and not finish them? Like,
I am not a fry guy.
Okay,
I'm just not. Most of the time, if I get like a meal at a fast food place, I don't generally even finish the fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, now that I never see that happen. I would opt if
fast food joints, if they have an option. For onion rings, I go with the onion rings before mm-hmm. I would go with fries.
And you can order just the sandwich, and that I do
right.
a lot because I don't want to eat the fries. Because
yeah.
even though I don't even really like them that much, but it seems like I always finish them.
Yeah, I'm not a big. It's just you know, I mean, and the only fries that I really like are from White Castle. I like the crinkle fries; those are good.
Okay,
but you know, like McDonald's fries, I know everybody loves them. They don't do it for me. Good morning, everybody. Hi. We're live here in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower on a snowy Thursday morning. Be careful driving in. Orion Samuelson says that the commute this morning is the worst that he's had all winter. So be careful as you're driving in. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. So there you go. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can also send your texts to that same number, 312-981-7200. We're talking about food that you get addicted to. What are your food addictions? 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Here's Lisa on WGN. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right.
So I don't always like the same thing, but I go on binges. Right now, Dutch apple pancakes.
Dutch apple pancakes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The ones that, like, you put in a baking pan and they end up, like, 3 inches tall?
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost custardy. Exactly. Like, making 2 and 3 a week right now.
Wow.
they're awesome because then you let them cool. You can eat them the next morning for breakfast. My kids wipe them out, you know, but, oh. Just gooey and warm and perfect winter food. So that'll be for probably like the next month because it looks like we got a lot of winter left.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. It just feels like it's never going to end, doesn't it, Lisa?
Oh my God. I'm out right now in it and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Well, be careful. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Have a great morning. Good
All
to
right.
hear you.
Take care. Thanks. 312-981-7200. Be careful out there. Drive slow, everybody. Don't be in a hurry. All right. Let me read some more texts here. We got a ton of texts coming in. People seem to be addicted to food, and let's go through them here. Let's see. Mozzarella sticks, Marla says. Fried cauliflower, jalapeno cream cheese poppers as well. 224 area code says baked Lay's sour cream and cheddar chips. I always eat the whole bag. Okay. Mike says, I texted in about endangered species. A portion of all of their profits go to helping animals on the endangered species list. And it's made with fair trade cocoa. Oh, well, that's interesting. That's interesting. 262 area code says, I could eat artichokes all day long. Okay. Interesting choice. Jay in Ohio says, I'm addicted to pepperoni pizza and barbecue potato chips. 847 area code says, peanut butter, oyster. Well, okay. Oh, not at the same time, I would assume.
I hope not.
Peanut butter, oysters, Ben and Jerry's chocolate chunk ice cream. Joe says pistachios. There's nothing better.
Oh, I do that too.
Yeah.
If I have a bag of pistachios, I'll eat the whole thing.
Do they still have the pistachios? Hey, Dan, do you know that if they still have the pistachios with the red color, or do they not make those anymore?
I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah.
Well, that's that red dye that everyone wanted to stay away from, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, for really years, red.
Pistachios were always pink.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
They were red, and then yeah. you'd
open them, and they'd be green inside.
Right. Do you remember, hey, Dan, do you remember the scene in Naked Gun where they're on the stakeout? And maybe it was in one episode of Police Squad, but it might have been Naked Gun. I can't remember. But Leslie Nielsen is on a stakeout, and they're eating pistachios. And their fingers are completely red. Everything around their lips is red. And then they're throwing the shells out of the side of the car. And so when they finish it, they're all red and everything. They finish it, and Leslie Nielsen tries to open up the door. There's like 6,000 pistachio
shells. I want to say that movie. After you described it, I think I remember that.
I think it's in Naked Gun. Yeah, I think it's in Naked Gun. Let's see. 309 area code says cheese cake. Okay. 847 area code says guacamole. 847 area code, another one says skinny pop popcorn and peanut butter M&Ms.
Together?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Isn't that like puppy chow or something?
Puppy chow?
Haven't you ever had puppy chow?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's surprising.
What's
you might have had it. You might not have known it as puppy chow.
Isn't that what you feed a dog? What the hell is puppy chow? What is puppy chow?
It's cereal. I think it's like Chex, right, or something. And then
it is Chex.
It's Chex and peanut butter and powdered sugar and cocoa, and you mix it all together and you bake it. I think there's M&Ms or something in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't. But it sounds like what she was talking about, like maybe popcorn and M&Ms together would be puppy chow.
Yeah, this recipe calls for 9 cups of Chex cereal any way you want. Semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1 cup smooth peanut butter, vanilla, and powdered sugar.
That was pretty close.
How did
I bet you've had it. I bet it just wasn't called. It's sometimes called Monkey Munch as well. So
both sound kind of gross, right?
They both sound like something you feed animals.
For sure.
630 area code says anything peanut butter. Yeah. Here's Jeff on WGN. Jeff is in New Jersey. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right.
A little chillier than I am.
Yeah.
So my addiction is cherry Twizzlers. And I will tell you, about 2.5 years ago, I cut out all bread, all fried foods, and no liquids with color except for red wine. But I cannot cut out the cherry Twizzlers.
How did that diet work out for you?
I actually was from 205 pounds down to 155 pounds.
Wow, the Twizzler diet. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just self-imposed, no more carbohydrates, didn't really go to internet or anything like that. I just stopped eating bread and fried food.
Wow.
And those cherry Twizzlers are just my Achilles heel. Can't stop them.
I love that that you said you cut out all colored liquids except for red wine.
Except for red wine.
Yeah, I know. I'm caught up in the red wine thing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, man. I love red wine. Love it.
Well, the only thing wrong with it, I probably could have gone from 155 down to 150, but you know what? I'll keep the 5 pounds.
Yeah. So it's Twizzlers and red wine. Those are your vices.
That's my diet. I live under an underpass.
All right, Jeff. Take care, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care.
Sure. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
312-981-7200. Another text from 715 area code. I will open and empty a jar of green olives. Yeah, man.
That's salty. That's what it is.
Oh, man, I love olives.
I wonder if the jar is from their neighbor who gave it to them for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. This is a reference we had to people giving.
Inside joke.
Giving really bad Christmas presents.
Oh, no, it was cheap.
Cheap Christmas presents.
Well, yeah, so like somebody, we were talking about, you know, who's the cheapest person you know, and they said my neighbor for Christmas presents, they would order martinis at the bar, put the olives into a napkin, bring the napkin home, put the olives into the jar, and then give it out as Christmas presents.
Give it out as Christmas presents.
Gross.
Yeah. Tom says a tall glass of very cold milk and a bag of Oreos. Awesome. 773 area code says Gene and Jude's hot dogs. Yeah. Oh, man. Best hot dogs ever. Brent from Orland Park says, once I have one pistachio, I'll eat the whole bag. And it usually goes with beer. 815 area code says, I love cheese, Doritos, sour cream, and dill pickles all at the same time.
Pregnant?
Dip the Doritos in the sour cream. Take a bite of a dill pickle. Yummy.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Maybe. What if it's a guy? Rob says, I could destroy a whole box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. 630 area code says, the plain double cheeseburgers from Portillo's. Yeah, Portillo's has a lot of great food.
Everything is good there.
Yeah. Every time I mention Portillo's, I always have to mention how great their chili dogs are. And I don't know how they do it. I don't know if there's a scientific way of doing it. But at every Portillo's I've ever been to, and when I order a chili dog, they have the exact perfect amount of chili on it so that it doesn't fall out. I don't know how they do it. I don't know if there is a... Because every time you order a chili dog from someplace, inevitably there's either not enough chili or there's too much chili and you got to get a spoon and it falls all over the place. Never, ever happened once when I went to Portillo's to get a chili dog.
Remarkable.
It's the best. I love burritos. 630 area code says chocolate milk on Wheaties. Oh. Don't know about that.
Yeah.
815 area code says my food addiction is Jewel brand frozen sausage pizza.
Wow.
They're usually on sale 4 for $10, so they're cheap, delicious, and horribly addicting. I'll sit down and with a bottle of sriracha and destroy a whole pizza. All right. By the way, Michael says that Do-Si-Do's are the peanut butter Girl Scout cookies. Okay. Also, I love Hostess cupcakes and Twinkies. For my salty taste, I love Cheetos and Ruffles with onion dip. Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm going to try those jalapeno chips with the...
Jalapeno crunchers.
Jalapeno crunchers with what?
French onion dip.
French onion. Okay, yeah. I'm going to try that.
It's great. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on a Thursday morning. A very snowy Thursday morning, especially near the lake. Be careful out there on the roads. Take your time. Slow down. No reason to get into a hurry. Let's see. Let's go back to the texts here. We have a whole bunch of people who have texted in with their favorite food addictions. Greg says, I like burgers and fries. Also, peanut butter on cookies like pecan sandies. 224 area code says, birthday cake Oreo cookies dipped in my coffee. Okay. Andy says, roasted sweet corn on the cob with butter and salt, nothing better. Yeah. Oh, that corn is good. 708 area code says, Lay's sour cream and onion chips are the best. I'll kill an entire bag in one sitting. 847 area code says, crab legs. Are you rich? That's a pretty expensive food addiction right there. Randy says, Lucky Charms and chocolate milk, taco chips with French onion dip. Let's see. Bob says, in a cool coincidence, today is National Pistachio Day. Oh, wow. I wasn't aware that it was National Pistachio Day. Does that mean Stephen Colbert is the spokesperson today? I actually, I'm not a big you guys know this, Dan. I'm not a Colbert fan.
Right.
I don't think he's very funny. But the one pistachio commercial with the bald eagle. Have you seen that one?
I thought there was more than one.
No, there. I know, but there's. But the, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me specify it. Where he's squawking like a parrot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
okay,
he says
yeah.
he just ate a parrot. I thought that was actually funny. 847 area code says at Easter time they release eggnog again. Do they? People have eggnog for Easter. Cindy says Portillo's fries, yum. 630 area code says, Nick, I eat Funyuns and pickles. What a breakfast. 847 area code says, apple fritters. 630 area code says, the McRib, and it's all caps. You think that's Jack Osborne?
Or Vince Moranto.
Or Vince Moranto. Yeah, Vince is nuts, man. Vince documents all of his McRib intake during McRib season. And let me tell you something. It's an impressive intake. Dan says anchovies. I'll eat two or three cans in a sitting. My wife leaves the room because she thinks it's gross. 708 area code says Jack in the Box, Jumbo Jack, and onion rings. I miss Jack in the Box. I really do. Used to be one right at Addison and Western across the street from Lane. Now it's a Popeyes. 847 area code said I can eat a big bowl of kale with a bottle of tequila. What? I think Orion, who just came in, Orion, that would be the only way that you could eat a bowl of kale, right? Is if you had a bunch of tequila beforehand, right?
I think you're right, yes. Dave Bennett is the kale guy.
He is,
boy,
yeah.
I can't join him on that one. I've tried, but I can't.
Well, you don't like the green stuff.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Green is moldy.
Yeah. And then finally, 847 area code says, beef sticks. I love them, and I love you too, Nick. Well, thank you very much. I'm a kale guy. I like kale.
Do you?
Yeah, and my favorite vegetable is spinach. I never, and growing up, my parents never had a struggle to get me to eat the spinach.
You would get along very well with Gloria. As a matter of fact, Gloria said, when she married me, she thought, oh, here's a guy from the farm. He'll eat all this stuff. And then I told her my favorite vegetable is pork and beans. And
that's right. Put it into it. That's right. So, yeah. Well, you like corn.
Oh, yeah.
Corn, especially the me rye corn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Sweet corn is great.
Yeah.
Nice to think about that on a wintry morning like this.
Yeah.